Ryan J. Downey with NotFest.com. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, man.
Great. How you doing?
Happy virtual junketing. It's still weird, but it's also still awesome because none of us had to leave our houses if we didn't want to. So I just had the pleasure of speaking with Dan and Tom a couple of moments ago. And Tom was telling me in describing his role in this picture that part of it involved helping each of you sort of get immersed in the metal culture or in the metal world in order to kind of execute these characters. So I kind of wanted to go around and see if each of you could tell me a little bit about what your interactions with Tom were like and what it was like kind of getting yourself into this metal world of ours. We can start with you, Jaden, and just go around.
Sure. Tom, obviously they produced this song that we play throughout the film, and a lot of that was a lot of our experience with Tom was learning that song, and not only the technical aspect of honing our instruments and all that, but the performative element of it all.
Yeah.
And I think, like, for me, Tom and Dan, they also created a list for us of all of these performances that they loved from metal bands. And so it was about, like, watching them and studying how they presented themselves and the energy that they brought.
That's amazing. Adrian, what were some of the performances that were on that list? Do any of you guys remember?
Oh, God, that was a long time ago, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a busy time. I remember one. I didn't personally get to talk to Tom too much. But I remember when we recorded the vocals for the song. I remember I was talking with everybody, and Tom was there, and I was like, is there a trick? Like, how do I not lose my voice? And yeah, everybody,
that's a great question.
Yeah. And because I was a bit worried, yeah. I think rightfully so. And everybody was like, what do you mean? And I was like, is there something I do? And they were like, no, you do it. You can't learn the technique fast enough. And so I just screamed for a few hours. And that was a really great lesson because we recorded that halfway through doing the movie because you just have to do it. And that felt pretty metal. So yeah,
it's very metal. Yeah, yeah. You just have to find your way, like everyone did who's done that.
Yeah, exactly.
Isis, how about you? What do you remember about that part of the process of getting metalized?
I mean, Tom is so cool. He sent me some notes. I just remember he was just like, head bang, your neck should be sore, like your whole body should ache basically by the end of it. That was my memory of Tom is telling me, yeah, to go really hard, which was really cool.
That's great. Yeah. One thing that I saw James Hetfield from Metallica pointed out once is the bands that they call the Big Four, Metallica, Slayer, Megadeth, and Anthrax, 3 out of 4 singers in the Big Four have all had neck surgery, you know, now that they're all in their 50s. So yeah, we now know what happens from 40 years of banging your head every night.
Yeah.
And then if each of you could kind of tell me, you know, because one of the things that's great about this story, and for someone like myself who grew up as one of the sort of loner bullied metal kids, you know, much like Dan, much like Tom, though you may not have had those experiences, are any of you into anything that you could compare to sort of like, okay, this is a weird thing that I like that maybe not everybody around me does? I mean, even acting and performing, I suppose, could be one of those. Did any of you have anything like that to draw from?
Yeah, Adrian's into feet stuff.
That's not that weird, though. That's pretty normalized.
That's what I've been saying.
But just in terms of like that feeling, I guess, of you against the world, like, did you have relationships like that, friendships where, you know, you're bonded on a common love of something that's maybe not so popular?
In my school, Game of Thrones was like, everyone a few years ago thought, oh my God, what the hell is that? That's so nerdy and weird. And I was like, guys, if you watch it, you'll really like it, I swear. And it took everyone a very, 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 very long time. And I got slagged off for a very long time until everyone started to realize, oh, actually, it's a really big deal.
Yeah, it's always validating and frustrating when people finally catch up to the thing you knew about. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks all three of you. A great job in the movie. I'm very happy for people to get a chance to see it. So thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Cheers.